JR, Simmer and Hammer with you. Dave Poulin is standing by. We'll talk some hockey, All-Star weekend, such as it was. Look ahead to the Horvat contract extension. That's a big one. And a look ahead to NHL resuming as of tonight. So, Dave Poulin, 1 hour from now. Quick text at 12-1200 after a chilly weekend, Friday and Saturday in particular. Rod writes, it was moving day for me on Saturday. Kept moving and kept warm, something to remember for years. So I'm not sure if Rod is alluding to the fact he actually, like, moved places, which is unusual. I mean, I guess it's the first weekend of the month usually, right? People move on the 31st or the 1st, but if you can't move during the middle of the week, you moved on the weekend. That and Saturday you had the truck. That would have been chilly. Yeah.
I wonder if some of Rod's friends all of a sudden came down with an illness or maybe kids are sick or have to work.
Always go with a good hernia.
Sometimes they require surgery, though, so that one's tough to fake.
But you can actually carry it on for a while. You're still being bugged by that hernia.
Still waiting for my surgery.
Yes.
Which isn't scheduled till 2024.
Can't exacerbate the situation by moving. Sorry, Rod.
Yeah, funny. One of my neighbors, there was a U-Haul truck on Saturday. Exact same thing, and there was a group of individuals kind of doing the pass along, to the door.
Yep.
And I couldn't really. I didn't pay attention long enough to realize, is the stuff coming in or going out? But kind of
is this
thought
a
the
robbery?
Same thing.
Well,
I don't know, but man, that's not a that's where, even if you board Virgil's van, that's you say, hey, another day here, man.
Yeah,
we're gonna put a little cancellation on that and move it to at least Sunday.
It was a chilly weekend Friday night, but still a great crowd at Capital Hoops. I was out there at TD Place Arena. Good to have that back after a 3-year absence. Ottawa Ottawa, and Carleton going at it. A couple of great games. Ravens won both the men's and women's games, each by 6 points. Crowd of over 7,000. So that was fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah.
Really nice. Great games. Good atmosphere. Good to have that. And you know what? And TD Place, with all due respect to Canadian Tire Centre, is the perfect venue for that. It's the right size. You know, there's just something about the atmosphere. Any place that has a lot of people but is either full or close to full is far better than a place that has a lot of people but it's half full.
Yeah, and basketball's so cool, JR, with the way the crowd comes close, and it looked like you had some very good seats. Now, when the play was on, one of the fun parts is, could you hear AJ doing the call?
Well, he's on the other side.
Oh, he was, okay. Because I always find that interesting, the NBA. Basically, the announcers are right on the court, which is very, very cool from that perspective, and at times can hear him talking.
Yeah, because I was listening Friday night, driving around, and I heard he was energized, man. The game had him pumped up, so I'm kind of surprised you didn't hear him, because he was jacked up.
Yeah, well, I had a few leather lungs that were around me, so they more than
well, I remember when I was looking for tickets at one point, because I was contemplating taking the kids.
Yeah,
and then it got freezing, and then there was a lot of there wasn't a whole bunch of good seats down low anymore, but there was a nice massive section just for GG students.
Yes.
I imagine that section right there would have been pretty boisterous.
And what was interesting is, and I'm not sure that, but I looked down at the other end of the court at one point, and there was somebody in a Philadelphia Eagles jersey, of all things. And I'm like, wow. And so as I was walking out with about a minute to go, I passed him, and I looked around the back, because he was wearing a number 23 jersey, and I go, okay, that's interesting. And then on the back, it said Michelle, not the women's name, but M-I-C-H-E-L. And then I remembered that Mark and Michelle played for the Red Blacks at one point. I don't think for very long, but he played elsewhere. I think he played for Calgary at one point. But anyway, he went down and tried out for the Philadelphia Eagles at one point. So I think he got a jersey out of the entire. I think that might have been him. I'm not entirely possible. He had a big group around him. It was the last minute of the game. Everybody was into it, so I didn't want to.
That's completely
say, hey, fly,
off.
Eagles, fly.
That's completely offside. You don't wear your own jersey to a
I don't
sport
think
as a
so,
professional.
But,
and
well,
now,
they're in the Super Bowl, though. If you're going to wear it, at any point, that would be the time you'd wear it.
Yeah, I'll allow that.
Like, if you're at the Capitol Hoops and you saw Alfie come in with an Alfredson said, I don't know, JR, I'm not feeling. Now, Sony Michel, now he never made it to the Eagle, did he?
No, he did not.
People that have looped around, hey?
No, he's I think he was in LA. I think he was at the Chargers this year. Anyway, that was interesting. But anyway, fun night, really good night. Congrats to both teams, and good to have that back again. And that will be a nice segue, Simmer, for you and I. We'll be out at TD Place Arena on Thursday night.
Yeah.
For the 67's Gatineau game. The Cross River Rivals will be going at it on Thursday night. First of two games between the two this week. They're in Ottawa on Thursday and then play the return game in Gatineau on Saturday night. Both teams going great. 67s had a great weekend. 3 for 3, including a big win over Sarnia yesterday. And so we look forward to that. And we'll have our TSN 1200 shoot to win on Thursday night. Going to choose three fans, all of whom will get a chance. The old shoot the puck from center ice. Get it in the little hole. Yep. On the TSN 1200 board that is big enough.
Yeah,
okay, no shenanigans.
Is it first or second intermission, Jer?
I believe first intermission.
Excellent.
Okay, we'll be down there, and if you get it in the hole, $1,200.
Yeah.
Now, what I don't know is, I should know this, but I don't. I wonder if it's ever happened where you have a shoot to win with like three people or whatever. I think it's tradition.
They all do.
What if they? Well, more than one.
Wow.
I mean.
It's got to be first one to do it. So,
well, who gets to choose? Who gets to go first? Then
that's how I'm guessing you're picking names.
The JR chooses that. Wow. Now, to that, it just used to be a staple. I just think of back when I played junior hockey and traveling around scouting. I mean, you almost always had this. Now, the issue you had, just like at the golf course, right? You have to have the shoot to win insurance, and it used to be, you know, the big one. I think of the big one was the Detroit Red Wings when the Ilitch family first bought the team. They gave away a car at every game. They were trying to get interest level going. So it seems like this used to be a lot more popular, Jer. But from that standpoint, it'll be fun. And from a hockey side, got to say, if you're a hockey fan, this should pique your curiosity of the chance of two of the very best from two different leagues. It's just very rare. Obviously, this doesn't happen anywhere else. But for the cycle that they're at right now, if you're a hockey fan, this will be a hell of a home and home.
Yes. Well, Ottawa is first in the entire Ontario Hockey League. Terms of points, and Gatineau is, I believe, in the either the top three or four in the Quebec League,
awesome.
And both teams have made massive moves this year to go for it, try to win their league championships and head to the Memorial Cup. Speaking of which, once they get there, and it's out in Kamloops this year, so Kamloops made a big trade for, trading 14 players and picks for Olin Zellweger. How about the Seattle Thunderbirds, who traded for Dylan Gunther's rights from Edmonton? And it was a bit of a long shot in terms of that he was going to get sent back by Arizona because they traded for his rights after he'd already played the 10 games, right? So at that point, you're thinking he's probably going to remain with Arizona for the entire year. Played at the World Juniors, of course, went back to Arizona, continued to play games. Well, the Coyotes decided over the weekend that, we like what we've seen, but we're going to send him back because we don't want him while he's burned the year on the entry-level deal. Once you reach a certain threshold of games that you're activated for, you also burn a year toward unrestricted free agency. So you would arrive 1 year earlier, and they didn't want to cross that threshold.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent him back to Seattle over the weekend, and they've now got, I believe, 10 NHL draft picks in their lineup for the rest of the junior season into the playoffs. So that will be a stacked team with him on the squad.
Very cool. And somebody obviously did their homework or talked to Bill Armstrong and had a bit of a feel for this. And boy, oh boy, as far as kind of feel of the World Junior, about as pure a goal scorer as you're going to see, right? Boy, he wired a couple and including scored the winner, did he not, in the gold medal game?
Gunther?
Yeah. Thought he had the winner in overtime, did he not? But anyway, I remember one of the power play goals he had was just an absolute laser. I'd be curious to see how that team ends up looking. As we forecasted the Memorial Cup, and hopefully we see Otto and Gatineau both there.
Rod has texted back, who was the moving, did the move on the weekend. Yes, it was an actual moving day, he does confirm. For 5 hours, starting at 9 a.m. in the bitter cold, four loads in a cube van.
Oh, man.
Now, he'd like to publicly out Derek, Wayne, Paul, and Roy, all of whom were no-shows for his move on Saturday. So, Rod, consider it done. Derek, Wayne, Paul, and Roy, you're now on notice as Rod's former friends.
Horrible buddies.
And modern-day technology, it's the worst, right? Because you definitely got my text message. Like in the old, the phone wasn't working.
Or through.
You know, you didn't, something happened.
Yeah, wife went into labor. I didn't know she was pregnant.
No.
Where's the child?
I didn't even know you were married. I will say, though, that he did cross a bit of a line, though. That's a legitimate, almost as strong as our playoff format, JR. That's a legitimate debate. Whether the way the weather was Saturday I don't know. I can kind of go both ways on this one. I know you want to be a loyal friend, but there's a line being crossed. You should, first of all, asking people to help you move is a line. And on a day like that,
well, we don't know
don't
how
know.
Old Rod is.
Yeah. Yeah, so you also don't know what when Rod asked. If Rod asked in November, he doesn't know that on February the 4th it was going to be minus 4,000.
I know.
Right? And once you've I don't know what school you went to, Simmer. Once I commit to something, I'm committed. If I'm helping my buddy move, not that I want to help my buddies, and I'm too old now. Yeah. But at one point, if I've committed to helping my buddy move, I'm helping my buddy move.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to disagree
with
you.
Do you?
I do agree. I just think we could reschedule based on.
I just think of rescheduling. Yeah, yeah.
Based on, I might even be willing to sabotage the truck itself, so I'm not involved.
Yes, Jeff, the tire guy, texts in and said he had to replace the power steering pump on his pickup on the driveway on Saturday.
What?
Again, Jeff, could that not have waited till Sunday? I know you need your vehicle, but is there not another way around putting it off at least a day?
Yeah, that's a good point. And at the Broadway's restaurant where I went for lunch yesterday, the girl working behind her boyfriend's a plumber and mentioned over the weekend that obviously it was going bonkers, right, with the amount of pipes that were bursting. And unfortunately for him, he went to use it. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I think he'd want to work because he'd make a lot of cash. But apparently his van wasn't working, so he couldn't go and do any of the work on Saturday.
Right.
Somehow, so that's a little suspicious itself. Right. If the plumber's truck doesn't work, I don't know if I want him working on my toilet.
Well, Rod says all of his – hang on now. Rod says all of his buddies are in their 50s and they're all his golf buddies or former golf buddies.
Oh,
that's
okay,
now, Rod. Right. Now we're into breaking the rule of for moving, which you know for me was 30.
Yeah.
Once you're over 30, you don't ask your friends to move anymore.
And
I can maybe massage that up to maybe 35. 40. And in the case of a divorce, I'll even go to 40.
Like on a
that's something you don't want.
No, but
once
also,
we're into our 50s. Yeah, that's a tough one for
me. Now, if you've been booted, like, and you got to go quick.
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, I kind of feel that. But then I also feel like in your 50s, that maybe a little cash to hire professionals might not be.
I think all your buddies.
Even as a friend, I got to be honest with you, JR. If you've said, listen, it's going to be $1,000 for the move, I'd be more than willing with the other four guys to chip in $200 each and get you moved versus going myself.
In the middle of winter.
Yeah, I have no problem of helping you out here, bud. I'm going to help you out. But I'm going to do it financially versus trying to put my own health at risk.
And if it was June 1 and not Feb 1, that changes the equation as well. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into the NHL playoff debate. That for whatever reason, probably because there were no games yesterday. Became a big social media debate yesterday. Listen, it all comes out of Toronto. We realize where it started. They're looking at the standings right now and going, well, we're locked into Tampa. Now it's been locked in all year. There's no playoff race. It's boring. Is that really the reason, honestly? Anyway, we'll talk about that, get into some of the various scenarios that are being talked about changing the playoff format. Do we need to change it? It's our web poll question, so we'll get into that when we return on this Monday morning. You're listening to Sports Radio TSN 1200. Number 8, the NHL schedule season resumes tonight. After the All-Star break with 6 games, including Bo Horvat with his new contract, making his debut for the Islanders, they're in Philadelphia. Calgary is at the Rangers. Vancouver in New Jersey. Those among the 6 games on the schedule for tonight. Of course, All-Star weekend is in the books right now. I'm going to be honest with you, I did not see 1 second of the skills competition because I was out at Capital Hoops on Friday. I have not seen, and this just came via my social media page, so much. I did tape it before I left, and I said, maybe I'll watch it when I get home, fast forward through it or whatever. I never saw so much kickback about how bad it was this year compared to any other year. I don't know whether people just became an echo chamber where everybody felt they needed to weigh in on how poor it was this year, or if it was actually worse this year than it's been any other year. But boy, oh boy, that gave me zero incentive to go and go watch it. I did end up seeing a couple of clips, especially I saw Ovechkin and Crosby and Ovechkin's kid score a goal, which was cute and nice.
Yeah.
But overall, in terms of what actually happened, how it was presented through your television, everything else, it seemed to be pretty much across the board that it was about the worst it's ever been and could ever be.
I didn't end up watching it, but kind of was fixated on the fact of people are watching it and still complaining and still continuing to watch versus what I normally do in my behavior when I don't like something.
I turn it off.
Yeah. Now, I will say for the Canadian, for the NHL, there was a time, and even to last year when they did their award show, there were times as a Canadian and a shy person and having a hockey background, I kind of get heat flashes where I'm actually feel bad for the people involved because you know it's not going along properly. It's not good. And even, I won't say poor Ovechkin because that'll even upset some people. Dominic Hasek almost lost his mind. The fact that Ovi and his son and what is going on in the Ukraine and Russia, even that, there was enough that people just didn't want any part of that either. So I don't think the NHL could do a whole lot of right when it came to the skills competition. But I did like the surfboard thing. Yeah. I thought, and I watched it in replay, but I thought that was kind of cool the way that went off.
Don't know that they're going to be able to replicate that next year when the game is in Toronto. Not, it wasn't really feel the theme, but no. I give them full marks for trying, I guess, something something original. But I guess, I mean, it sounds like a lot of people will just say, would be of the opinion of, just get rid of it altogether because it doesn't look like the players are even trying any longer. They haven't tried in the since they went to the 3-on-3 thing a few years ago. It's just continuous breakaways right the entire game. I don't expect at this point ship has sailed on people being competitive in terms of trying to check other players off a puck, not even into the boards, just even to try to take away a puck with a stick check. They gave that up years ago. So now. And so there's really not a whole lot of try in terms of the game and in terms of the skills competition. I mean, I guess I understand why Connor McDavid bows out of the fastest skater because he has to do it every year. But don't you want to watch the fastest guy in hockey skate as fast as he can? I know he's bored with it, but I if I'm going to watch a fastest skater competition, I want to watch the guy who is arguably the fastest guy maybe ever to actually be in the competition, or is what they need to do is what they did with the Pro Bowl this weekend, the Pro Bowl activities, which is they had the players who were chosen who ended up there just doing other stuff that weren't even necessarily involving football. They did some football stuff, but they also had them do a longest golf drive. What else did they have them do? Hang on here. I didn't watch it. Don't get me wrong. I didn't watch any of it.
I watched some of it yesterday.
They did a dodgeball, or the dodgeball. It seemed to go on for about 4 days. Mm-hmm. Every time I seemed to watch a highlight show, I saw stuff from that. So it went on for a period of days, it would seem. And Josh Jacobs, as I said last hour, the Raiders said, this, quote, this poop is stupid. Didn't use the word poop as far as what was going on. Were you intrigued by it?
It was interesting. I just kind of liked how it was put together. And I'll tell you the big thing that I really enjoyed about it was the quick succession of events from one to the other. This is why, so when we had that poll question on Friday that went through the weekend about, hey, how much are you going to watch? What are you going to watch of the NHL All-Star game? You're going to watch skills? You're going to watch All-Star
game? We actually asked about Troy, man.
Maybe that was Thursday then.
No. You were going to ask that question.
And I went with skills. Mm-hmm. And we quickly turned it off because it was just so much filler.
Was that bad, eh?
It was bad. So like Simmer, like most people should do, hey, you don't like something? Change the channel. That's what we did. Mm-hmm. Sunday with the Pro Bowl, it was just event after event. I don't know if some were pre-taped, pre-recorded, and they used that when they were getting the field ready for the next live event. But it was fantastic. It was great. And there were some fun events. There was a cool one with defensive linemen just breaking through walls. They just broke through walls a part of a relay race where one defensive line, he just went down, went down hard. But it was fun.
Like,
it
would you like to see would you like to see hockey players do, I don't know, a 3-point shooting contest or something from other sports?
Yeah, I would. Right? Now,
but they're going to make themselves look like idiots. Well, they won't go with it.
Yeah, the basketball wouldn't be great. But hey, what was strange when they had that whole golf thing going on? Now, I understand why you had to put carpet down because you're using hockey sticks, but there are enough good golfers in hockey, JR, that I wouldn't have any issue with a little bit of a chipping contest to see some putting, so I do that. Would it be fun, in Florida in particular, why wouldn't you have just had even a ball hockey game to have a little bit of fun with the boys as well? You know, that's where you kind of back to being a kid. So, no, I want to see, and with the NFL, I want to see my trucks, and I want to see my quarterbacks throwing balls. But it is fun to see how athletic, whatever you could do to kind of showcase that part of it, I think people are always interested in that, to Hammer's point, without, you know, crossing a line. But mm-hmm. there's the golf thing that should have been automatic, of a little bit more to do with actual golf versus, you know, that hockey stick thing and trying to drain the putt was so darn bad. Oh, jeepers.
Anyway, seemed to get poor reviews all around on Friday, but that kind of follows the script. And yeah. I know they keep trying to change it. I just don't think there's a magic formula, quite frankly. And I also think, to your guys' point, I think this is accurate. Hockey players are a different breed, right? You grow up from the first time that you're on a team. It's like, it's all about team. It's not about I. Not about I, it's all about us. And while that's great in terms of fostering that environment in related to your team activities and trying to win games, in terms of a showcase at a skills competition, it goes exactly against what what hockey players have been raised since the time they were 5 years old. It's never about me. It's all about us. And then all of a sudden at the skills competition, it's all about me. It's not about us. And they have trouble for 3 hours sort of coming to that mindset. Yeah. And it's understandable. That's not the way hockey players are wired for the most part.
Yeah.
Some of the younger guys.
Yeah.
And especially the American-born guys, yeah. they seem to get it a little bit. They get that it's a show, but they are few and far between.
I agree, Jared, and I don't even think it's just hockey. I think it is really, from a country standpoint, there is a very, you know, very similar mentality between the Swedes, the Finns, and the Canadians, and the Russians can be different because of the language. But to the American kids, it is a different mentality, and you do have a chance with that, but that really depends on the player. Because the mentality in the United States, I think, is very different. And it's not a fault, but there isn't the thought. And I went through this living there. From about 10 years old on, you were thinking about yourself and where you're going to play versus here in Canada. Oh, I'm going to play in Gloucester my whole life. There is something different there, and there's a different mentality. But how you kind of showcase this. And then the other argument that comes up, and I just don't know. I won't even bother now on social media. But when everybody keeps NHL doesn't market their star players, I'm like, what market? Like Connor McDavid playing for the Edmonton, it was hard enough with Wayne Gretzky. With Connor McDavid's personality, I have no idea what you're supposed to do with him to market him more. In the United States, it's just not going to fly. Like he doesn't have the personality, nor does he play for a team that even know
or
about.
Or the desire. He doesn't have the desire.
Yeah, but I mean, it really, you know, when you say
shouldn't
that.
Shouldn't you be golfing?
Like who in the United States, like when you think about it, outside of Tom Brady and obviously the high-profile quarterbacks, and you have some basketball players. But it's not like you turn on the TV in the United States, guys, and the baseball players are all over the place. Like, to market on a national level in the United States, hockey is about the 20th sport on the power rankings of profile or any ability outside of your market. Like, even Sidney Crosby outside of Pittsburgh and, you know, good hockey market share, but you're not going to go in national ads with Sidney Crosby when you could use, you know, LeBron James or somebody else. I just don't think people really can wrap their head around on how difficult that is. You know, even people coming to the Olympics now doesn't have near the power it used to have.
Right. If you've got some ideas at how the NHL can solve the conundrum that is the All-Star Weekend, we're all ears and eyes. So you can share it with us. You can text us at 12-1200, tweet at us at TSN1200. By the way, an acceptable answer is it can't be fixed. That's an acceptable answer as well, because really, as we've said a million times, when the All-Star game and weekend is in your city and you get a chance as a fan to go out and go to some of the events or whatever, it's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
But when it's just a presentation through your television screen and you don't get any of that, you're just getting this kind of hodgepodge of whatever it is they're trying to put out there. It just doesn't come across. It's an event for the city that it's in and for the league sponsors.
Yeah,
that's all that needs to happen.
And here's the other, you know, in the year that Ovechkin sat out and then he had to miss a game, and I think Crosby did it as well. You know, you're mad at them if they don't show up, but when they show up for the 100th time and they're not super pumped to necessarily do all these different things, yeah, it is to me. And this is part of what you could solve. There was no doubt when I looked at an event like this, and I thought from an Ottawa standpoint, a Tim Stützle going there for the first time and showcasing himself as a German kid. I'm not saying this just because of Auto Radio, JR. Like that to me was something. Didn't have to recycle someone else through, maybe that had been there before. That's what you're trying to look for. And you could have tapped on something like that. Because we saw with Zegras, you know, hey, for that first time you go as a young player, and Dave Poulin talked about it, it's pretty cool. Now, 10 years later, when you've gone a bunch of times, maybe you feel a little bit different.
Jamie writes, NHL All-Star Weekend is the worst weekend in sports. It's the first weekend with no football, and the All-Star game has lost its flair. That's from Jamie. Yeah, I was reminded of that yesterday when I went out shopping with my wife, and I go, normally I'd be watching, since every weekend of September I've been watching football today.
Now, did this line up differently as well, JR, this year because of the NFL lengthening their season? Like, has this happened in the past where the Pro Bowl and the NHL All-Star game?
Last couple of years.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So anyway,
and I guess if you're the NHL, I mean, you obviously this is a weekend you have to have it, right? This is your only chance. Even somebody cruising around and maybe, oh man, I gotta leave this on. There's nothing else on, right? It is your best chance in the United States right now because there is no football other than the flag football that appeared to be.
Well, you could have it. You could have it after football is done.
True. But my point is, whatever the
window NBA is. Has the weekend after that, and then it's the Daytona 500, and then it's March Madness. Yeah. Like, you're never. I don't think there is a weekend where you just get the whole weekend to yourself.
And that's one of the reasons working the American League. That's one of the reasons they always put it on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Back in the day, just from a United States standpoint, Jared, at least it got you on a little bit of TV feed, right? Because people were looking for program, and you know there was nothing else. And more importantly, for the league itself, you weren't missing a lot of weekend play dates, right? Because you need, you know, that league wants to have as many weekend home day or, game dates, so you don't want to waste that either.
Okay, so with no games yesterday and with people in a foul mood because of All-Star Weekend, seemed like yesterday became, at least on social media, a debate day on the NHL playoff format. I'm not sure what got it off and rolling. I know that Gord Miller had a series of tweets, I guess. There was a bit of a discussion down at the All-Star game because last week we had the story of NHL ratings in the U.S. being down substantially this season compared to last, 22% or something like that. Although there are some people that said, yeah, the numbers don't quite add up in the way they are interpreted. But regardless, there was a jumping off to point to why are perhaps the ratings down, at least in the United States. I'm not sure of the Canadian numbers or not. Mm-hmm. And then people go to, well, the races are in some cases really boring this year. There is no race in terms of the Atlantic Division. Toronto and Tampa have been tied to each other in terms of they'll play each other seemingly since about the third week of the season when the Bruins started out like a house on fire and have continued that way for the entire season. And Toronto and Tampa, while having really, really good years, had no hope of catching Boston, but were so good that nobody was going to catch them either. So it's been locked in as Toronto and Tampa. And that is where I think that's where the jumping off point for some people have been that we need to change the format. We need to change the playoff format because of what's happened this year. And we need to go back to or to something different. Right now, it's, of course, the wild card system. But there are other options. And we've asked people on our TSN 1200 Tool and Equipment Store web poll question, what's your preferred option for the playoff format? The current format, which is wild cards, strictly division only, conference, so 1-8 within your conference, or the way it was for a little bit of time back in the 80s, I think it was, where they went 1-16 with a best of three to begin. Wild cards, division only, conference 1-8, or league 1-16. What's the best format for the NHL playoffs? Simmer?
Well, again, JR, I always go back to the divisional, and here's a few things in my mind. First of all, growing up, I know that in the smaller NHL of 21 teams, it did become old to some people, but in my memory, other than the Mooney Stanley Cups, there was nothing greater than Quebec and Montreal. When I go back to my Washington Capital days, we got switched out of the Patrick Division to the Southeast Division, which was absolutely awful when it came to playoffs because everything to do with the Washington Capitals was losing to Pittsburgh, losing to the Islanders, everybody else, but that built up a lot. And from an Ottawa perspective, like, has anything that happened in Ottawa other than going to the finals, which is a big thing, has there been anything more hyped up than when they played Toronto and Montreal? Is that five times they played? With three against the Leafs and two against Montreal?
Four against the
Leafs,
yes.
Okay, four, six
times. In the 2000s.
The divisional playoff format for me is outstanding.
Yeah.
I love it. And I would, again, here's lots of arguments here. So, okay, if down the stretch the TV ratings are way off, are you telling me that people are turning off the TV in the first half of the NHL season because they think that the playoff race is locked in? That doesn't make any sense. You know, like when people go through this stuff, and here is a bit of the dilemma. The NHL teams like Washington, I'll use only because I have experience here, they do not, under any circumstance, want to play Ottawa or a Canadian team in the playoffs. They really don't want to play anybody outside of Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, the Rangers. These locked-in divisional things work to, first of all, create interest, but the rivalry between Montreal and Ottawa has kicked off because they played in the playoffs. So I just love the divisional format, and I don't understand all of this sky is falling. By my personal feeling, this last year's playoffs was the best playoffs I've ever watched from a quality standpoint. And so I just don't really understand why people are just hammering. Like, the product in the NHL has never been better, in my estimation.
I'll tell you why, and it's because Toronto and Tampa have been locked into the 2-3 seeds in the Atlantic Division for most of the year.
Yeah.
And people are looking at this particular year as this is the way it is every year. And it's not.
No.
I haven't gone back, but we haven't had a circumstance like this. I don't know if we've ever had it where we've had two teams locked in for most of the season. So are we going to just change it because we've got this one year when Boston is having this historically good year, a year in which they may set the NHL record for most points in a season, making it almost impossible for them to catch for the majority of the season. And you've got Toronto and Tampa having very good years that are locked now into the 2-3. Like, what Boston is doing doesn't happen every year. What Toronto and Tampa are doing right now doesn't happen every year. So I don't understand why we need to continuously look for something that's better. It's not going to be a great debate between you and I, because I agree with you 1,000% that the divisional playoffs is the way to go. And it's the way to go because divisional playoffs create rivalries, and rivalries sell tickets. And selling tickets, especially in the regular season, the following year, is what NHL teams strive to do. I don't have I have interest in the teams in Ottawa's division more so than any other teams in the NHL. I think they need to play more games against teams in their own division. And if we're going to therefore take away teams from other divisions, because to play more games against their own division, I'm all for that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I'm not talking about 8 times a year like they used to have.
Yeah.
But right now, Ottawa is playing some of their teams in their own division as few as 3 times. Like, what sense does that make?
Yeah.
That doesn't create any rivalries, right? I don't need to see the New York Islanders as many times as I need to see the Boston Bruins. Nor do the New York Islanders fans want to see the Ottawa Senators. They want to see the Philadelphia Flyers. That's how you sell tickets and create interest.
Well, and that is the problem. Like, I don't consider Ottawa Toronto a rivalry in the sense of the Leafs side, because you only have a rivalry when you finally beat somebody. Pittsburgh didn't consider Washington to be a rival back in the DJ era. I think they felt sorry for us. And then finally, when Washington wins and then goes on to win a cup, now it's kind of game on. And to your point of, you have the 8 teams, you play within your division, the only thing I'd open up, and I understand when there can be a huge gap between 4 and 5, I'm up for a little play in action. I don't need any crossover to it. And to leave it as is, this idea as well that, oh my God, Toronto has to play such a tough team. Like, are you looking for like a freebie? Like, okay, so maybe the first round you get a lesser opponent. Who do you think you're playing in rounds 2 and 3?
They don't get a lesser opponent.
No, I
you
know.
Actually, if you look at the Eastern Conference and you do it by points percentage this year, and you do it 1 through 8, do you know who Toronto plays?
Well, Hammer said the Rangers, so he's obviously lying.
No, by points percentage. It's Tampa.
Okay, yeah.
In fact, the 4 first-round matchups in the Eastern Conference, as they are laid out right now by the wild card, would be exactly the same if they were 1 through 8 conference play. Exactly the same.
And here's the other part, and this is and maybe it's just Leafs no matter what, like the Dallas Cowboys. But I'll tell you one thing, because they have played Tampa in the past and they have played Boston in the past, I'll tell you what, I'll be tuning into every minute, and I can't wait for them to drop the puck against Tampa. And this isn't even Toronto, because to me, this would be really cool if they finally beat Tampa, and then of all teams they have to face again are the Boston Bruins, who've given them so much misery. That's what you learn back in the day when the Patrick Division, then when you finally get over the hump. You go back to the Red Sox in 04, JR. Nothing would have ever been the same. Sure, the World Series would have been great. What made it awesome is you knocked off the New York Yankees when you're down 3-0. So, yeah, I really don't understand the argument of, and as I said, I go back to last year's playoffs. They were outstanding. And as far as viewership, and you can get into some different things here, the NHL will approach a $6 billion industry. It's a regional sport, maybe from a TV standpoint, but it's not like all of a sudden the tickets have dried up in a sense of nobody's going to the games. The industry right now and the product is actually very, very healthy. And that's where I just can't for the life. Like, I'm not sitting and watching six hockey games today. I'm not pretending to be that, but I don't know. I just don't really understand why. If you want to debate, that's fine. But this sky is falling and this is terrible and this is no good. I'm not feeling that at all. Like I said, I think the NHL is in an excellent place right now. Don't look any further than the Ottawa Senators probably selling for maybe as high as $1 billion U.S. That's not too bad for 20 years ago when it was in bankruptcy.
All right. By the way, the results of our web poll question, most people don't agree with us.
Yeah.
Most people love the like the conference 1-8 playoff format. 71.8%.
I was so excited when J.G. Pageau scored the goal in Boston on a Saturday or Sunday. When I knew that Ottawa was not going to have to play, I think it was Pittsburgh or the Rangers, and they were going to play the Montreal Canadiens. I just remember literally jumping up like, yes. And God, I couldn't even imagine it could have gone as well as I hope with the Eller-Greiba. And it was game on, JR. That playoff series was epic. And I thought, oh, not another Pittsburgh or Rangers series, but that's just me.
I think people would be surprised. Like, if you want, if the argument is, and again, I think a lot of it is coming out of Toronto. If you want to get away from having to play Tampa in the first round, the only way you're going to truly be able to get away from that, potentially, especially when the Leafs and the Lightning are having another very good year, is to go to the 1-16 format. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, in any, and this is the other thing as well. Everything is cyclical, right? Teams are good. They're good for a while. And then the way the system is set up, at some point, the teams that are down below do rise up, especially if they have decent ownership and some good management. But that's the way the system is set up. So to sort of change things thinking that there is some sort of perfect system, there isn't. There isn't a perfect system. That's the bottom line.
And so to change it this year,
just because this is the one year in which we have, for most of the season, a locked-in first-round playoff opponent, Toronto and Tampa, to change the system because of that makes no sense.
Yeah, and I love it in the sense of when Boston basically took apart Toronto last week, everybody's scrambling on what Toronto has to do, and you go head-to-head. And to that, it did feel like JR for a long time. And now, let's not bring the CFL in, because that will never change. The East, for whatever reason, is cursed. In hockey, though, it felt like for a long time, you're like, I don't think this is ever going to come around. Well, it has. What used to be a real tough trip in California now features two of the worst five teams in the NHL. You've had Seattle and expansions come through. And if anybody wants to bring the 1-16 argument to the table, you're not invited to my house. That is the most ridiculous thing when I hear people talk like that.
Are you telling me you wouldn't look forward to an Ottawa-Nashville first-round playoff series?
Yeah, the people in Nashville are just scrambling for the exit. And then, no, let's go better, though. Let's go Ottawa-LA in your first round.
Yeah.
Well, the Rangers play the Islanders. And then, you know, let's go Ottawa-Vancouver for round two. Oh, when I hear that, the NBA, well, the NFL can do whatever they want. They put on a flag football game yesterday and it was sold out. But in the NHL, I just wish people would understand it's a regional sport. And the majority of American franchises, JR, Toronto and maybe Montreal, the majority of the NHL teams don't want to play the Canadian teams very often. It is not a draw. They do not even really want to play them in the playoffs. Like, we're using this from the Ottawa side. Well, when Pittsburgh, if a Pittsburgh Penguins fan says, well, okay, I could have the Flyers, could have the Caps, could have the Islanders, could have the Devils. Now, here comes Ottawa. Now, Buffalo's also there. Well, we're kind of adopted them as being Canadian, JR. It's not appealing to those teams either. Like, you know, Florida and Tampa, maybe for Montreal and Toronto, but they're not excited to see Canadian teams come through their building or in a playoff series for that matter.
All right. Share your thoughts. You can text us at 12-1200, tweet at us at TSN 1200. I mean, it's a fun debate.
But there's no reason to get mad, I guess, is my point, Jared, in a sense of I love the debate. Like, when we're debating players, okay, but you don't have to necessarily, you know, you get passionate, but I don't understand in this case. And again, some of the tweets that were out last week out of Toronto about this is wrong with the league and that's wrong. I'm thinking, geez, you know, for the people that are putting that out there, I'm like, don't you make a living covering the league? And I'm not saying you have to agree with everything, but if you're that upset about it, I don't know, maybe take your bat and your ball and whatever else and go home. I don't know. It just
I think it's over the top, though.
No, my point being, like, the sport is in a very good place. I just brought up 20 years ago, the Ottawa Senators were in bankruptcy. Like, the NHL couldn't find owners for teams, JR. Where the league is at, and that's not just because of that, but the product itself. Like I said, in my estimation, it's never been better. We've never had so many good young players coming year after year into the National Hockey League from all over the world, and I just don't understand it.
Several people have pointed out, and to be accurate, Sidney Crosby was asked at All-Star Weekend about the playoff format. He's the guy that said, you know, he said he likes the 1-for-8, one through eight. Yeah. So it's not just people out of Toronto. But that's the people that I read and heard from the most.
But he's become,
but to be accurate, Crosby did talk about it.
But it's also, it shows that he's become Americanized. As a Canadian, Wayne Gretzky would never say something so controversial.
All right, we'll ask the question of Dave Poulin, our TSN Hockey Insider, who is set to join us after our top of the hour news and sports update, which is coming up next here on this Monday morning. We're glad you're with us on Sports Radio TSN 1200.